Not a comfortable feeling. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Former President Trump tells Fox News Digital about having his mugshot taken during his arrest on election conspiracy charges in Atlanta, saying they insisted and he agreed.
The visage of former President Trump scowling at a jail camera in Fulton County, Georgia, was released by jail authorities and then posted online by Mr. Trump above the caption, "Never Surrender." The first ever mugshot of a former U.S. president is an instant viral sensation. It also marks the former president's return to Twitter, now known as X, for the first time since he left office. The post includes a link to the Trump campaign website, which is already offering mugshot merchandise. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
The number of people considered missing in the Hawaii wildfires is cut from more than 1,000 to 388 on what's being called a validated list released by Maui County.
We know that it will help with the investigation.
But Police Chief John Pelletier says he also knows publishing the names could cause some distress. It's confirmed the mass shooter at a biker bar in California is a retired cop upset about his pending divorce.
Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes says 59-year-old John Snolling, a retired Ventura police sergeant who fatally shot three people and injured six others at Cook's Corner, has a residence in California and Ohio.
We believe he traveled from Ohio with an ongoing dispute regarding the separation of pending divorce with his wife.
Explaining Snolling first opened fire with two pistols, injuring his wife and killing the individual sharing a meal with her, then began shooting randomly, grabbing a third handgun and a shotgun, firing on responding deputies who returned fire. He was killed. No officers were hurt. Officials say Snolling's wife is conscious. Two victims are in critical condition. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Military jets crashed this morning near the Marine base in San Diego. A spokesperson tells Fox there was one person on board during a training mission. The pilot's condition is undisclosed or unknown. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing ends Monday. See store for details.
Artificial intelligence is being developed to help victims of brain injuries speak again.
A group of researchers at the University of California in San Francisco say they've been using AI and a neural interface to help a woman who is a stroke victim talk again. The following is a conversation between Anne, who can't use her voice, and her husband, Bill.
I was thinking about running to the store.
What time will you be home?
In about an hour.
Do not make me laugh.
The voice is made from a recording of Anne before her stroke. The neural interface learns her thought patterns and translates them into spoken English. Eben Brown, Fox News.
It'll be a cooler day in Chicago. Yesterday was a hot one.
The mercury reached a sizzling 100 degrees at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. The first time since 2012, the city officially topped out with a triple-digit temperature. It also ties a daily high set way back in 1947. But as anyone knows who's out in the heat, it's the added humidity that makes it even more unbearable. And in that regard, Chicago broke the record. The heat index swelled to an oppressive 120 degrees.
That's Fox's Carmen Roberts. The pro wrestler known as Bray Wyatt died 36 years old.
The news of Wyatt's death sent shockwaves through the world of pro wrestling after reports from earlier this month saying the former champion was nearing a return to the ring after battling an illness. No cause of death was immediately available. Wyatt, whose real name was Wyndham Rotunda, wrestled with WWE from 2012 to 2021 before making a return to the promotion last year. His father also was a WWE wrestler, Mike Rotunda, who for several years performed under the name Irwin R. Shyster. Wyatt leaves behind four children.
Fox's Eric Messersmith. Dow futures are up 149 points just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. The Illinois EPA holding 6 household hazardous waste collections this fall. One-day collections open to all Illinois residents and operate from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. the day of the event. Events going to be held throughout the state, including DeKalb, Normal, Springfield, Quincy, and Orland Park. University of Illinois police investigating after a man assaulted and robbed on campus Tuesday night. Police say the robbery happened at the intersection of Springfield Avenue and Wright Street. The victim, who was not a U of I student, reporting he was walking when someone hit him from behind with a tree branch. A Decatur neighborhood of vacant homes finally seeing some demolition. 6 properties getting ready to come down to be replaced in the coming years with a community garden. This is all in preparation for the expansion of the Good Samaritan Inn's Mercy Gardens. Nice to see folks helping out one another. That's a look at what's happening. Have yourself a great weekend. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim Miller. Off and running into the final hour of the show for the week. I am Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
And this is meteorologist Greg Solier, who has studied so hard to give you this amazing, impeccable, accurate forecast for our weekend, because we are tired of this extreme heat, sir.
Yes, and I concur. I agree wholeheartedly. But, you know, we haven't had a many day like this summertime season. And, yeah, we're certainly on the cusp of some historic numbers over parts of the Midwest and east of Georgia included. But we are in the process thereafter of a transition that will bring about 3 cool fronts here in the next 2 or 3 days. The first of a couple of boundaries that will slip through the area should ultimately take the edge off of humidity. We'll see that in our northern areas today. A little disturbance on the secondary boundary that comes through the area will ignite a couple of thunderstorms. We'll keep an eye on 1 or 2 of these this afternoon. They might get a little on the vigorous side, but a real spotty coverage at best. And finally, flush the area with a north-northeasterly wind. Cooler, drier settling in come the weekend. And a very quiet weather picture expected for next week. Some of those days of maybe 5 to 7 days of 95 to 105 degree heat have done a number on the western Corn Belt locales. Of course, they're running about 15 inches shy of normal. Parts of the Deep South as well, despite action in the Atlantic, nothing really imminent. Maybe there's a little disturbed weather coming into parts of Florida, maybe a depression of some type early next week down there. But apart from that, things pretty quiet and uneventful going forward. But a sticky morning underway, 80 now at Willard and Savoy, 78 at Rantoul and a Half Century, 77 at Danville. Still some excessive heat warnings in effect. McLean County, Champaign, and Vermillion counties and points on southward till 10 o'clock tonight. So use care and caution. We'll top out this afternoon at about 92, a little higher south, a little lesser to the north, but humidity still up there. Heat index values 105 to 110 here, but higher south of us. There may be a couple of active thunderstorm clusters later this afternoon and early on tonight, and a low down to 68 tomorrow, turning cooler, less humid, partly cloudy. You'll like it at 83, and you'll feel the difference as well as the day wears on. Near 60 tomorrow night, near 79 to 80. That's more likely with a sun-filled day. Northeast winds on Sunday, upper 70s Monday, Tuesday, mid-70s Wednesday, Thursday. Temps at night in the 50s. That's even better, and we'll start another warm-up around here late next week as we pop back into the middle 80s. For STPD Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hey, Class A CDL drivers. Gail Ferrick Trucking wants to invite you to join our team and get a taste of what it's like to work with a team that cares about you, your home time, and your professional growth, as well as your paycheck. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstott inviting you to join us as we continue building the company you would have started if you knew then what you know now. Gail Ferrick Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. Our drivers are pre-dispatched, make a guaranteed minimum gross pay of $1,200 per week, have paid vacations and benefits, and are home every weekend and sometimes during the week for quality family time. Our openings are limited, so don't miss your opportunity with the top-paying trucking company in the area, Gail Ferrick Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. The days are getting longer, and our customers are booking us up with freight. Gail Ferrick's Trucking, 765-793-7131, or email timo@gftlog.com.
Join the Urbana Park District for the 25th anniversary of the Wandale Sculpture Garden on September 15th at Meadowbrook Park. The fun starts at 3:30 with refreshments, followed by the rededication ceremony. At 5 o'clock, there's a walk through the sculpture garden. Listen to great jazz music at various stations along the way. The Wandale Sculpture Garden, a local jewel in public art. September 15th in Meadowbrook Park. Visit urbanaparks.org.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Yes, it is 8:11. We'll have Cardinal baseball tonight. We'll have the Cubs on US 105.9. The Cubs right now on August 25, which is today, are in the playoffs.
67-60. They beat Pittsburgh yesterday 5-4, and it was extra innings and all that.
Well, it was. Listen, the Cubs are real. This is amazing. This is, you know, David Ross is definitely a guy you'd consider for Manager of the Year. I think.
Okay.
I think David Bell at Cincinnati, maybe more so, because the Cubs signed some good people. Dansby Swanson, Corey Bell, and Cody Bellinger, they did a good job getting some really good stars. Dansby's going to be there a long time. Bellinger, if they don't resign, he's done in a month. So you probably need to think about that if you're Chicago. Anyway, Cincinnati's just got a bunch of kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really got – this is they went all in on their youth. And this is a pretty exciting time because the Reds are right there, too. Anyway, it's an exciting time for the Chicago Cubs. Just hold on. They got Milwaukee beginning next week. That's head-to-head with your division leader. That's an important series, and I think it's in Chicago. If it's in Chicago, Wrigley's going to be nuts next week. Nuts.
So let's talk about – you mentioned Cincinnati Reds briefly, yep. And I know they have the minor league going on in the AAA, and Jacob Herdeby is your future son-in-law, part of that. Yesterday at the Girl Scouts of Central Illinois, Diamonds, Desserts, and Distinction, full of a lot of first responders getting awards. Lots of questions about Jacob, so give us a little elevator speech.
Well,
about
he started.
What the update is.
He started again last night. He had a walk. He was a little uneventful. They had him at a ninth because there was a lefty pitcher. He's a left-handed hitter, but they won the game. So two in a row since he's been in AAA, and
for the Louisville Bats.
Louisville Bats, okay. My new favorite team. Totally. Anyway, so it's fun to watch him. He's a very, very fast and good baseball player. And you know what? There's just at this level, everybody's good, and it depends on the situation. It depends on who gets hurt. If somebody above gets hurt, you know, he'll have a chance. But he's done an outstanding job. The first time he made AAA in June, he was playing, you know, late in the game, substitution late, two innings. Now he's starting. So he's starting AAA ball 2 days in a row, so I think he's in there. And he's playing center field, which I think is his natural position.
Uh-huh.
He's been playing a lot of left and right in AA ball. But AAA ball, he's playing center field, and he's very fast. He can get after the ball. He's got a good arm. He hits the cutoff guy. I mean, just plays fundamental baseball. But no, he's doing great. He's having a great year.
Awesome.
And it's exciting to think that, you know, 206 minor league baseball teams, he's at the top of that. Triple A's the next stop, Cincinnati Reds.
I know.
So we're hoping he holds it. He might go back to Double A. It's just they bounce around a lot. But,
uh-huh.
But yeah, he's a really good player and a heck of a young man. And Grace and Jacob getting married. Yesterday was the 100-day mark.
So oh, my goodness.
It's happening, man. It's
Have
happening.
Have fun with that. I am all done. Anna and Seth are married.
Yeah.
But I still pray for you guys,
Thank
and I
you.
Wish you all the best.
Appreciate that.
So the Cardinals are at Philadelphia with a 6:05 start. Miles Michaelis on the mound. Do we want you, Red Ruby?
Okay, yeah, I'm good too. It's just, you know what? We love the Cardinals. They're going to come back. They're going to be great. They're going to win another World Series, but not this year.
Yeah. And you might want to cue up the Ian Happ stuff because the Cubs in extra innings, 5-4 winners over Pittsburgh. Here's that sound clip.
Here comes the 1-2. Happ hits a drive toward right center field. Coming in, the right fielder Joe cannot make the catch. It's in there for a base hit. Joe bobbles the ball. Here comes Dansby Swanson. He scores. Happ goes to second. Cubs lead 5-3. And the pitch. Fly ball, left field. It's playable for Ian Happ. He's waiting. Cubs win the ball game.
Excellent.
Yeah, big win.
Oakland A's beat the Chicago White Sox 8-5. What's happening with the White Sox?
Yeah, well, they're in a huge transition now, having let go of the front office.
Uh-huh, the administration team, people talking about, are they on their way out? Where are they going? I mean, it's a little bit on the crazy side. NFL preseason had Pittsburgh blanking Atlanta 24-0.
I watched 4 minutes of that.
Okay.
And it was like, okay.
Are the Steelers real?
Steelers are, I think, can be considered a potential playoff team. Yeah.
Okay.
They were 9-8 last year, but did not make the playoffs. They have Kenny Pickett, the new quarterback. And yeah, they could be. Could be a playoff team.
And then Indy over the Eagles, 27-13. And Bears and Bills at noon tomorrow. Always fun to take in the games at Pia, 1609 West Springfield Avenue. And keep in mind, we'll be there at 3 o'clock next week, September 1st.
Yep.
As we gear up for that 83 reunion that's coming into that game against Toledo with a 6:30 start on Saturday. As we say, go Illini Memorial Stadium, the tailgating all day long on Saturday the 2nd will be a blast. Illinois volleyball in action against Northern Illinois. That's tomorrow at 5. So we're saying go Illini.
Hey, before you walk down the aisle, Busey suggests setting a solid financial footing. Their experts suggest the following tips for financial intimacy. Will you and your spouse to be keep finances separate or combined? Couples that tackle money problems together take responsibilities for solving them, will find that their relationship is better for it. Share credit. Let your spouse, you know, share credit from the standpoint of tell people your spouse, future spouse, how you're doing. Mm-hmm. What's the number? Help them know and understand everything. Develop a plan to shoot down existing debt, starting with the balances that carry the highest interest rates. And decide what you're going to do regarding savings and goals. It's a lot better and smoother if you can be on the same page. When you're just starting out or celebrating your milestone anniversary, Busey can provide an array of solutions tailored to your specific needs. Keep and manage all of your accounts in one place, 5 lines of business, personal mortgage, business cash management, and wealth management. Just visit Busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Busey, for over 150 years, member FDIC, your Fox Business Minute, coming up at 8:18.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get notice.
Illini fans, get ready to join Stevie J Broadcasting at Pia's for our kickoff event after 3 p.m. on Friday, September 1st. The Illini will face Toledo at 6:30 on Saturday. We'll have tickets to the game, coolers, koozies, hats, shirts, as well as jerseys for some of your Illini favorites. The first U of I football game is the 83 Rose Bowl reunion. We're planning on some special guests to join myself, Lante, and Derek Piper on the air live from Pia's Friday, September 1st as we say, go Illini. Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District's Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items.
As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell's comments on the economy will be driving markets today. He's the main event at the Jackson Hole, Wyoming summer meeting. Last year, Powell revealed the need to raise interest rates further, prompting a market sell-off. Investment firm Blackstone is selling part of its ownership in the Bellagio Casino and Resort in Las Vegas to real estate investor Realty Income. Realty will pay $300 million for 22% of the Bellagio. The buyer is known for owning retail properties, including Walmart and Lowe's locations. The Wall Street Journal says the deal is a sign of the Las Vegas recovery. Workday, the cloud-based human resources business, made a profit in its summer quarter. It's seeing demand holding up. The quarter was better than Wall Street was predicting. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
We're going to be in the harvest before we know it, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to get some tips on making sure our farm friends are very safe and look out for everything. Amy Rademacher is on our phone line, and she is coordinator of rural health and farm safety at Carl. Amy, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Yeah, I saw the video of you putting up heat stroke signs at the Half Century Progress Show about to have heat stroke, so I did note that.
Exactly.
Man. Brutal.
Trying to sacrifice myself, I suppose.
There you go.
Listen, this is a very important subject matter, and you can just, I guess it's a reminder. A lot of my farmer friends are veterans out there, but you got to just really heads up on some of the key concerns. And from your perspective, Amy, what are the key concerns for farm safety?
Well, I wanted to highlight that in September, the third week is the theme for National Farm Safety and Health Week. Is no one can take your place. And I think that's really important that we are mindful of that all the time, but especially as we head into harvest. First and foremost, I always think about roadway safety. And for our veteran farmers, maybe it's not such a big deal, but we have new drivers every year. Mm-hmm. So while the message may seem the same to people who are used to hearing me talk about it, we have new drivers, we have new people in our community that maybe aren't familiar with that. So making sure that we have sufficient lighting, making sure that we have an escort if possible, and avoiding those morning and busy and evening commutes, I think is important. Sleep. With the enhancement of GPS, we see farmers working longer and longer hours, and that can really be to their detriment. We know that obviously, reaction time goes down the more you're tired. It's not really a luxury to get sleep. It's a necessity. So I don't mind farmers, and this is something I learned in the last few years, that we need 7 to 9 hours of sleep a day for an average adult. And anything under that 7 hours starts to accumulate what we call sleep debt. So if I get 5 hours, one day of sleep, okay, I've got 2 hours of sleep debt. And by the time we get to 10 hours of sleep debt, it's like functioning with a 0.08 blood alcohol level. So really important.
Well, and I know that a lot of the farmer friends I have are going to go,
Right.
Yeah, right?
I mean, exactly.
They know how to do this, but you just got to be reminded that you just can't cut the corners. When you're lacking sleep, you are lacking a lot, not just the reaction, judgment, all kinds of things. So rest is huge. Tractors, other drivers are asked to not take chances maneuvering too fast around a tractor or following a tractor too closely. Again, you touched on that. Be careful. Be patient.
Well, and I find it helpful. They're just so big.
Well, they're so big, and it's hard to get around them, but just think it's your mom driving it, okay? It'll really help because if you have empathy, you might not be in such a hurry. Also, the grain bins, why are they so hazardous?
Well, we never want to enter them with flowing grain, whether it's the grain bin, the auger cart, the wagon, any of those things. Flowing grain will pull you in, suck you down, and basically you die from asphyxiation. Mm. And luckily, in last year, Illinois had fewer than we had in a number of years. So that was really good to see. But we got to be mindful of it. And like you said, we've got veteran farmers. But I can't tell you how many times I'll hear a veteran farmer after an incident say, I became complacent. You know, I've done it thousands of times that way before, but this time I was complacent. But in the grain bins, what I would say right now, two big things, lock out, tag out, try out. So if I have to work on something in that bin, I shut the power source, I put a padlock on it, I try it to make sure it won't be powered on while I'm working on things. And then that's a safer time to be working on it. So we need to be thinking about that. And then steps. I mean, between corn chaff and bean dust and then the morning dew, those ladders become very, very slick. So be mindful of that and wearing proper footwear.
Yeah. You know, Amy, we do hear about grain entrapments. How long does that take if there is a situation? It's pretty fast, isn't it? Like sinking sand.
Yeah. So some of the data says 20 seconds you're rendered helpless.
Well.
But the size of these bins continue to increase. The augers no longer are 10-inch augers. So that it can be much faster than even 20 seconds.
Well.
And any farmer will tell you, you don't ever walk on grain. If you walk on grain, something's wrong with it. You walk in grain. And it's hard. It's like being drugged down with mud on your boots to lift and maneuver.
And finally, Amy Rademacher, Carl, she's on the Tavern's Joint phone line with us, and she's the coordinator of Rural Health and Farm Safety over at Carl. I don't think farmers talk about this because they're tough and they're resilient. But mental health is a thing. There's pressures, the price of the commodities, when to sell, how much to have.
The weather.
Pay the bank back, no rain, too much rain.
Exactly.
All of that really can beat on you, can't it?
Yeah, I mean, but they're one of those occupations that so much of their success are things that are outside of their control.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, they're stoic. We also have farmers that are farming more of themselves, and it's lonely.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be working those long hours in the tractors and combines by themselves. Pick up a phone and call a farmer. Whether you're a farmer calling another farmer or a neighbor calling and checking on a farmer, I think that's really important because we lose a lot of that communication during harvest. And the rural populations are 45% higher to have a suicide in those communities than their urban counterparts. So it's very, very important.
Amy Rademacher, how can people get more information or connect with you?
They can find more at carl.org/farm safety or 217-902-3117. Happy to chat.
Well, and I know with the half century of progress going on now through Sunday, you're probably interactive with some of those in the ag community with the half century of progress there in Rantoul. You live in rural Rantoul, so all the best with that, Amy.
Thank you, guys. If you're headed out there, stay cool, stay hydrated.
You got it. Amy Rademacher, thanks for your time. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Coordinator of Rural Health and Farm Safety at Carl, Amy Rademacher.
Carl.org/farm safety.
All right, ESPN 93.5. We'll meet Kyle Jackson. He's the head football coach, Centennial High School. Coming up.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Hey, Class A CDL drivers. Gale Ferrix Trucking wants to invite you to join our team and get a taste of what it's like to work with a team that cares about you, your home time, and your professional growth, as well as your paycheck. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstott inviting you to join us as we continue building the company you would have started if you knew then what you know now. Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765 793
7131 today. Our drivers are pre-dispatched, make a guaranteed minimum gross pay of $1,200 per week, have paid vacations and benefits, and are home every weekend and sometimes during the week for quality family time. Our openings are limited, so don't miss your opportunity with the top-paying trucking company in the area, Gale Frerichs Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. The days are getting longer, and our customers are booking us up with freight. Gale Frerichs Trucking, 765-793-7131, or email timo@gftlog.com.
We're giving away $500 today. It's our Stever offer, ladies and gentlemen. It's Carpet Weavers at Market View in Champaign. So if you want $500 to spend on anything you want, I'm standing outside their door and handing you $500.
Nice.
And Carpet Weavers inside is going, who's that? Why are they doing it? Anyway, it's Stever. Go Stever.com. It's there. Or text in Carpet Weavers to 217-359-2255 if you want to be considered. Good luck.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Donald Trump, the mugshot, looking like a hawk in the Fulton County Jail and describing the feeling after he became the first president in history to be booked and mugshotted in a county jail.
President Trump actually told Fox News Digital last night that that mugshot was, quote, uncomfortable. It's now been seen around the world, the scowl, if you like, that's seen around the world. The former president actually spent, well, little under 20 minutes of actual time in the jail here, but he did make a statement to reporters on the tarmac at the airport before he left, and he said, look, I had every right to challenge the results of the 2020 presidential election here in Georgia.
Fox's Ashley Webster, GOP presidential rival Nikki Haley calls it a sad day in America, but also tells Fox and Friends.
First of all, we shouldn't assume that he's going to be convicted, and the second thing is we shouldn't assume that he's going to be the nominee.
America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Much of Illinois could experience near triple-digit temps. The Weather Service says highs could reach upper 90s. Heat index values as high as 115. There is an excessive heat warning in effect until tonight for much of the state. Jury deliberations underway in the perjury trial of the longtime chief of staff of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Tim Mapes is charged with lying to a grand jury in the federal probe that led to Madigan's indictment last year in a racketeering case. Mapes served as Madigan's chief of staff. USDA Secretary Vilsack issuing more disaster declarations for the drought than took place during the 2023 Illinois growing season. Counties added to the list include McDonough, McHenry, Mercer, Boone, Cook, DeKalb, Fulton, Hancock, Lake, Schuyler, and Warren counties. And the Illinois Department of Public Health reporting the first human West Nile virus-related death at the state this year. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Florida, Champaign, Urbana, and this Saturday. Another tough and challenging day's worth of weather on Man Beast and the Back 40, but improvement already underway to the north of us. Be the first of three cool fronts to come on by over the next 36 hours, and maybe a little rainfall as well, seeing some of that out across parts of northern Iowa. Humidity still up there. Temperatures down a couple degrees, but still at 92, the forecast high. Heat indices to about 105, locally to 110 south of Champaign County this afternoon, where there may be a couple of showers and thunderstorms breaking out. Winds come around light north northeast. Humid again tonight, 68, with a couple of showers and thunderstorms over about half the area. That light northeast wind picks up for the day tomorrow, gusty at times, and a cooler, less humid high with a partly cloudy sky at 83. Nice weather for the round out the weekend with sunshine. A bit cooler still at 79 on Sunday. Look at the mid to upper 70s for our afternoon readings Monday through Thursday next week. Nights of the 50s, another warm up, and the start of an extended dry spell that continues on for late next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Great to talk with Fayon about driving and delivering for Pepsi-Cola Champagne Urbana Bottling.
Come home every day. It pays very, very well, especially for a truck driver. They're very understanding. It's just a great company all around. They're always eager to help. And you off on the weekends. The company in general is just a great company. Very family-oriented. Comes in, check on you, see if you like it. Always asking questions, trying to see if you need any help. Pretty dope.
Sound appealing? Join the Pepsi team. Equal opportunity employer. Visit PepsiColaCU.com.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison Champaign, way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
Well, we talked about Illinois. That's a week from tomorrow, but high school gets going this weekend.
Absolutely.
Kyle Jackson, head football coach, Centennial High School. Hey, brother, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
You were in the playoffs last year, Bubba. What?
Yes.
What?
Yes, sir, we were.
Everybody was going, what? Centennial? They were awful. And now they're not awful. How did you do that?
We like to talk a lot about culture. It all starts with culture, and we came in 5 years ago and said we need to build a culture that kids want to be a part of, that holds them accountable, that makes sure that they're doing the right things in the classroom and in the weight room and in the community. And if you take care of those things, then we think that what happens on the field will take care of itself.
Yeah, but you got more kids to come out and play. How did you do that? Everybody's asking, how do you get more kids to play?
Again, like I said, just a culture that kids want to be a part of.
That's awesome.
I think we're doing something right, I guess. And ultimately, we absolutely have been able to grow the numbers. We've got about 92, 93 kids out this year. We have grown tremendously over the years, and I credit our assistant coaches, I credit our players for the amount that they've bought in, the work that they've put in to get us where we're at. It's definitely been a group effort, a team effort, and to build this culture that we're rolling with now and people want to be a part of, and hopefully we keep growing and getting better.
Well, so who do you have? You have a lot of returning players from your playoff team last year?
So we have kind of a story of the different sides of the ball. We had a lot of seniors. We were very senior heavy last year. Mm. So defensively, we only really have about three guys that were starting last year coming back. Offensively, it's more like five or six between guys that started and guys that rotated and got time last year. So there's definitely over the summer and during training camp been some question marks, some holes to fill in, but we've got, like I said, we got 92 guys out, and we've got some incoming seniors and incoming juniors that, while some of them didn't get a whole lot of experience last year under the seniors we had, they're hungry, and they've worked their tails off, and we've got very much a next man up kind of mindset, kind of motto. So they're ready to go earn a spot and go gain some success, too, just like the guys that came before them.
Urbana has a team again, and that's who you're playing tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
I give Urbana credit. They've struggled as far as getting kids to play and all these other things.
But they still have such a great facility.
They have a great facility, and I hope it works. We love a strong Urbana. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
But you guys are going in. You don't want to overlook anybody, but certainly your team is going to be better than Urbana at this point.
We would hope so. After the time they've spent away, spent off, and obviously we've been building the last few years. We're not overlooking anybody. We're not looking past anybody. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you do that, it's real easy to get your pants pulled down. But
yeah.
With Urbana, I as a coach am really happy to see them.
Yep.
Have a team, get back on track. I firmly believe, one of my goals when I took this job as the head coach of Centennial was to try to help just rebuild football in Champaign in general.
Yep.
And I think the high schools are a key part of that. And if we can get all the high schools up and running and competing and going well, and the Big 12 championship coming through Champaign-Urbana every year, that's a good thing for football in our community in general. and all of the above.
Tired of Bloomington. Come on, man.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
What the heck?
The Normals and the Peorias. There's no reason it shouldn't come through Champaign Urbana. We got athletes, too.
No, so, man. Take a seat. Let's go.
That's
come on.
Right.
Is Central going to be good this year?
Yeah,
do you know?
Talk about and you the facilities and sharing. Is that still going on?
I thought we got another field. Right. What happened to the other field,
Help us, Kyle. Where are we?
I don't know. I just voted for it. Right. I spent $1 zillion on my taxes. Yeah. Help me out here.
Yeah. Those are questions that are a little bit above my pay grade, at least in terms of the field and what's going on with that. Central, of course, you know, they're our crosstown rival. They're going to be pretty good. They're always going to be pretty good. And usually, in that game, and even sometimes in the Urbana game, you can even toss out who's good and who's not because, you know, emotions run high. And it seems that when you get into one of those games, sometimes kids, you know, it takes a minute for them to remember and get over the emotions, remember what they've been taught, how they've been trained.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, you guys, I mean.
I think they're going to be all right.
Tommy, but I mean, Centennial and Central are using the same facility?
Well, you always have, and then this whole new field is too. But Tommy Stewart Field is at Centennial, or is it at the new Central?
Tommy Stewart Field is at Centennial.
Okay.
But that's a question that I'm a little because I think the field house over there is Tommy Stewart Fieldhouse, but I don't recall if they named the field over there Tommy Stewart Field.
Listen,
as well,
all you do, Kyle, is put it in your GPS and go play where they tell
you,
baby.
Right.
That's all you do.
That's right.
Let me just tell you, the great late Tommy Stewart, great former Central football coach, once came up to me and said, and he's a man of little words. He's a great guy. He said, there are three stages of life: youth, middle age, and you're looking good.
You're looking good.
somebody says you're looking good, you know where you are. Well,
there you go.
Hey, Kyle, listen, we're hoping you run the table. We're hoping Centennial is wild success. You have done an amazing job. It is not easy to switch a culture in business or in athletics, and you've done that. And sometimes a kid doesn't know. You don't know what a kid like Kyle Jackson, who was an assistant, you don't know how they're going to be, what kind of leader they're going to be. Obviously, if this were the grades in the classroom, you'd get your allowance, Kyle. You did great. You're doing great. You're doing whatever you're doing is right. And I'm excited. Centennial's really good again. That's exciting.
Yeah, we're excited too, and we appreciate that. Thank you for your support.
All right, we're rooting for those Chargers. We'll be in touch.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
All right.
Appreciate you. Kyle Jackson. He is the head football coach at Champaign Centennial. I mean, they're top of the rung. Unity, I think, Centennial. I mean, they're going to be.
Yep. Some of the preseason polls in IHSA had a lot of area teams ranking pretty high.
Tuscola's going to be good again. I think St. Joe Ogden. I think Monticello. Muhammad Seymour. We have some good football. The people that are going Friday nights and now Saturday afternoons are probably pretty much parents.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of people, and it's a shame because there are other things to do. However, high school football is fun. It really is.
It is.
842, Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Ready for an exciting change? At Merle Norman, we can take your look from ordinary to extraordinary in a matter of minutes. Our innovative skincare, perfectly matched foundations, and on-trend colors will make a difference that's written all over your face. Come in and see what a makeover can do. We'll help select the products that are just right for you, and we'll teach you tips that the pros know about applying your most flattering shades. Ask for your free express makeover today, calling 217-359-8100 or visit 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
Hey, all you backyard chefs and barbecue gurus. Barbecue season is here, and I know that you're anxious to fire up that smoker or grill, but your yard needs mowed. Yes, your wife is getting hangry, but that grass isn't going to cut itself. What's an aspiring pitmaster going to do? Get the world's fastest mower, a Dixie Chopper from Dedicated Diesel in Urbana. They carry a full line of Dixie Choppers from the Z2 and beautiful Eagle residential models up to the big Excalibur and classic commercial machines that can mow nearly 8 acres an hour. Get your Dixie Chopper at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. This is award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott, and whether I'm cooking low and slow or hot and fast, I always have time to savor the flavor because my mowing time is cut down by Dixie Chopper, the world's fastest mower. Get your Dixie Chopper at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana, 217-328-0562.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
All right, sports headlines, Diane Ducey.
Cardinals and Phillies go at it with a 6:05 start. Miles Michaelis on the mound. Your home for the St. Louis Cardinals is ESPN 93.5. Tomorrow it's a 6:15 start, and on Sunday at 12:35. Cubs are heard over on US 105.9. They beat Pittsburgh yesterday 5-4 in the 10th inning. Go Cubbies! We had the Oakland A's taking on the Chicago White Sox and winning 8-5 yesterday. Tonight their game starts at 7:10. Preseason NFL action had Pittsburgh blanking Atlanta 24-0, Indy over the Philadelphia Eagles 27-13. When it comes to Jonathan Taylor, he's got till Tuesday to figure it out. The Bills and Bears at noon. Illinois volleyball tomorrow at 5 against NIU. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daik and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs.
Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Florida. Champaign-Urbana-Anvis Saturday. Boy, a tough one yesterday and still not out of the woods yet with regard to heat and humidity as the excessive heat warning continues on, especially here and points on southward. First of three frontal boundaries to come through the area should increase thunderstorm chances, but more importantly, deliver cooler, drier air. Coming off yesterday's 96-degree high up to 92 today, humidity sees above 105. Increasing clouds, an isolated shower thunderstorm breaks out in spots for this afternoon. Slightly better odds for some rainfall for tonight, but still humid with a northeast wind, low down to 68, turning cooler, less humid for the day tomorrow, and a partly cloudy sky, the high about 83. Sunshine for the day on Sunday, bit cooler, less humid as well, with a gusty northeast wind, highs at about 79. Upper 70s for highs Monday and Tuesday, mid-70s Wednesday and Thursday. Nights in the 50s, we'll start another extended, warmer, drier spell late next week with Friday temperatures back into the 80s. Use care and caution for the day today. For Steve Day Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
All right, so Monday, Jay Layman, 3 to 4, and repeated 5 until 6. Jay Layman Hour is back.
Excellent.
Isaiah Williams, Captain Isaiah Williams, number one on the football field, number one in your heart. Great wide receiver, is going to play pro football. He will be in here every Monday, beginning Monday, with Lon and Derek. That'll be after 4. With Isaiah, and excited to have him. He is an outstanding talent and an outstanding human. So I'm excited to have Isaiah beginning Monday. So we're on. Game on. It's on.
That's right.
Here we go. And Jay Layman, how many years has Jay been on with us every fall? Whatever it is. I mean, I don't really mean it, but I kind of do. If Jay talks about Fruit Loops, I'm talking. I'm listening.
And he might just talk about Fruit Loops.
No, he just so doggone entertaining. And by the way, he's working 2 nights a week up in Chicago.
Okay.
For the Big Ten Network.
Nice.
He's doing in-studio work.
Oh, he's so insightful. I mean, Hall of Famer.
Well, I think the Big Ten Network suggested they needed more energy on the show. Which is brilliant,
yes.
Because he's one of those guys where if you see him or you hear him, much more on radio, frankly, because they temper him a little bit.
Yes.
Tap him down a little, which I think is a mistake. You need to let a guy be a guy, and he's a talent.
Yeah.
So if Jay Layman is talking on the TV, I'm going to watch, and if he's talking on the radio, I'm going to listen.
Well, and such a great person too, especially coming from Happy and Diane Layman, Vineyard Church, and all the stuff he's doing for Salvation Army of Champaign County.
He's a go getter.
Yeah.
He is in everything he
Absolutely.
Does.
Absolutely.
And his kids, Katie, his wife, is a volleyball player from Illinois. So chances are they're going to be long and talented in athletics.
Awesome.
Trying to get the NIL deal with his kids right now.
Absolutely.
Chris Thomas has got it going. I'm a big, big Chris Thomas volleyball fan. And sure rooting for Illinois volleyball this year.
Yeah, and his wife has gone
into the fun. Jen is now on the – yeah, she's an assistant coach.
Staff.
I think that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I also think his kids are going to be 7 feet.
Probably so.
Just, she's 6'4", and he's 6'6", or whatever it is.
That's right.
You know what? That means a really tall child. And
right.
They got 3, I think.
I love it.
Rooting for them. And Brent Bielma is going to be on, thanks to Diane, going to be on next week.
Wednesday, just after 8 o'clock. And, yeah. Speaking of family, he's had his girls and posted a picture of his, hashtag family. And they're going off to school in their uniforms and stuff. It's just really cool moments.
What I really do believe this time is that I think he really means it when he says this is my last rodeo.
Yeah.
And that's kind of cool because he's already been to the SEC. Mm-hmm. He went to Arkansas and did all that, and he's had tremendous success. And I'll blow some smoke and stuff, and he'll just say, I'm just trying to beat Toledo. I do that. So when I was waxing wonderful things on him the last time, I'm just trying to beat Wyoming.
Exactly.
Which is exactly what he ought to be saying. But it'll be fun next Wednesday.
Go Illini.
Mental note, after 8 a.m., Brett Bielema will be on. Or Bielema. I'm going to ask him
okay,
about that.
And the
is it Bielema? That's the proper way to say it, isn't it, Brett?
It's pretty close. It's Bielema.
But he says Bielema on one thing.
I know.
So the bottom line is this. Here's my prediction. He didn't care.
Right.
He's a hog farmer from Illinois.
Yes.
Didn't like working for his dad because he'd never pay him. That's what he said. Okay, we'll wrap it.
Something about working with family, all that sort of thing.
Yeah. All right, Diane, we thank you.
Enjoy the weekend.
You as well. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. We'll meet with you next week for 4 days in August and then one in September. As we put a wrap on the whole thing. Carpet Weavers, $500 to spend is the Stever. Go stever.com or 217-359-2255. You spend it any way you want. I get a chance for you to get in there in the next 7 days and then fill your survey out when you're done. That is the only two things you have to do for me. So 217-359-2255 for that. We shall see you and talk to you on Monday on ESPN 93.5. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you very much. I'm Stevie J. Have a blessed weekend.
Join Fighting Illini Football for a family reunion in Memorial Stadium on Saturday, September 2nd, to open the 2023 season. Bring the whole family and enjoy the family fun in Grange Grove with bounce houses, face painting, live music, tailgating, and more. Get a family four-pack of tickets for only $49 as the Illini take on Toledo on Saturday, September 2nd. Get your tickets at FightingIllini.com.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
Did you know the Anita Purvis Nature Center is a home for live animals? Stop by the Nature Center. View the turtles, owls, snakes, and salamanders. These were orphaned or injured animals who wouldn't be able to survive in the wild. But they help educate the public at the Nature Center. Sponsor an educational animal for as little as $15 a month. And make sure that animal has good food, housing, and medical care. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local, hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Whether your regular beauty counter has disappeared or you want a beauty refresh, then it's time to visit Merle Norman. Beautiful changes happen every day at Merle Norman. Whether you have a special event coming up or you're just in the mood for something new, you can depend on Merle Norman Cosmetics to satisfy all your beauty needs. From advanced skincare solutions to the latest looks and color, we're locally owned and ready to help you with expert guidance and award-winning products. No wonder we've been the go-to brand for millions of women since 1931. Visit us today at 706 West Market View Drive over by Subway.
drive.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Racing, racing, racing! Farmer City Raceway is your local award-winning dirt track with exciting Friday night lights illuminating the late models and modifieds going for the checkered flag for the win! Make arrangements to get in on the camping with great price points for pit passes and young fans, as well as veterans. Friday nights, the hot laps start at 6:30, then qualifying and racing action. Don't miss out on the fun at Farmer City Raceway. For details, visit FarmerCityRacing.com. You'll buy the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.